Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm going to get the bread. What you mean?
Why can't the bread taste
me? Because it don't work right.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the law.
Hey, yo, there go that brother's grand poobah. I heard that brother got nauseous.
Yo, Sue and Jay, brother. Yo, let's have that brother come over and add on to the site.
Manifesting thoughts with my infinite size, making sure this travels 23 million miles. The other six are set to crucifix, because the heart of the problem is this.
Big on it, girl.
Preacher got my orbit, putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of soup can. He has a home, driving caddy to town. Has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground. Slain of those who fought for what was right. Slain of those who fell victim to the fight. A drug control substance contained in a vial. Said about a devil.
Everybody, welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is Panther Power Chat Open Rant with Cleveland Moore, Kevin Crosby. I'm going to have a short show tonight because it looks like I scheduled this wrong somehow. But it's telling me we got about an hour left, so we're going to jump right into it. How are you, Brother Cleveland?
Hey, peace, brother. How are you today, man? I'm blessed to be here. Salute to the people, all people. The people that's for us and the people that's against us, because I know you're listening.
Right. There you go. It's another day in America. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about something. I was watching a documentary randomly about the MOVE organization, and I got to thinking about the federal troops being sent to the different cities, the cities that they've named already, and I'm sure more to come. And I was looking at, as I'm watching this, because, you know, I remember that day pretty clearly, ABC News showing, you know, what they were doing in Philly, which was nothing more than a televised hit. It was the same game they did to Christopher Dorner when they decided to go after him. The only difference was in both of those situations, the federal assistance was kept to a minimum, and it was kept out of the limelight. what some people may not know is that 30 bricks of C4 was given to the Philadelphia Police Department prior to them going to decide to attack MOVE. This was given by, you know, the FBI. They also, you know, used an air assault as well, and then fired on them, you know, as they tried to allow me a moment. Anyway, sorry about that. As I was saying, in these situations, it was led by local law enforcement and with collaboration on that. What we got going on here is a little bit different. What we have here is a sitting president trying to impose his will and have federal troops sent to cities where there's not even any protesting happening at the moment or anything that the local police couldn't handle, but yet he's still determined to send these troops in. And even in New York, I guess they started running around grabbing folks in these unmarked vans, and they're trying to pull what is like some black bag cloak and dagger type shit. Basically to try to thwart the movement, to scare a lot of people from even wanting to be out there, and to make it look as if they're doing something to keep the protesters in check and that they're protecting federal property. This is the main lie that's being told. When I saw the MOVE bombing, there were 11 people that were killed, burned to death, shot, five of them children, and they burnt down basically a square block. 60 homes were destroyed because the fire chief and the police chief both decided to let the block burn. That was the words they both used. They let it burn, and they laughed. It was recorded as they said this. And this was all done with the blessing of the black mayor, Wilson Good, who was the mayor in 1985. And he was the one who had ordered this. He actually ran on a platform of getting rid of MOVE once and for all. That was one of the platforms that got certain suburban voters to vote for him. So, you know, all skin folk ain't kin folk, as they say. You know?
That's right.
Anything you want to throw in, brother, I'll shut up for a minute since we're on an abbreviated schedule tonight.
I add to that, like you said, all black folks ain't what? They ain't for us. So we're experiencing that in our communities as well. And it's been on my mind that, you know, I come up with a new acronym for RAT, brother. Like, I get, you know, first thing we say, oh, you know, that dude a rat. That dude a rat. He might be a snitch, but he ain't a rat. See, the new rat today is anybody that's resisting against team building. Rat. Huh. Resisting against team building. You can't uplift your people if you're selling them poison. You know, if you killing your wife or your spouse, male or female, just because y'all can't agree on something, if you feel like a gun is the answer, you know, these are our queens and our cubs, our baby cubs out here coming up in a jungle. And we already got to protect them. But if you're against that, if you're resisting against that ideology, then that makes you a rat. You're resisting against team building. As far as I'm concerned, you're no different than the oppressor or the colonizer. So you might as well, we could handle it ourselves, handle these type people ourselves. Or we could just hand them over to their own kind. You know, which is, you know, you want to play the fool, then we'll give you to the fools. But that shouldn't stop our movement. But what we do have to do is look out for each other. These bands, we should be so vigilant that
it should travel about these vans just as fast as if you out trying to sell your bag and you get that whoop whoop, you get that sound, you know the police on the block. We should know this. We should know these things. And it shouldn't matter who's backing them. We should be ready, and we should be ready to do anything by any means necessary to keep the peace in our neighborhoods and in our households. So the new rat, and I'll say it again, that person that's resisting against team building, because that's what this revolution is we're team building. We all on the same team. If you got the same ideology, if you stand with us, if you live like us, if you have to think about the same atrocities every day like us, if you get that lump in your throat when you see the good old red, white, and blue in your rearview mirror, then you a teammate. And anybody opposed to that is just that, a rat. They resisting against team building. And you can, I'll take the snitch. The snitch can be reformed. But that person that's resisting against team building has mentally been poisoned and plans to poison the rest of the people. So both have to be eliminated or excluded from what we have going. Because like you said, everybody that look like us ain't for us. But that's where we got to come in with our spirit of discernment and differentiate what's real and what's not. So valid point. I just wanted to piggyback off that, man. I'm glad you said it because you really just picked what I had in my mind right on out. So that's how I know you're my brother. I'm with you.
We supposed to be thinking of alike. Shit, we got a lot of shit going on. It's treating us all alike. So if we ain't looking at it, it's because we don't want to, you know. And we got a lot of feedback about the show last week, the shows rather, with Brother Melvin's show, which featured our nemesis, the white supremacist, nationalist, Zachary, who came on and got chewed on by some folks who happened to be on, and he couldn't even get a win with white folks, so he knew he had lost all the way around. You know, by coming on trying to in any way try to control the platform or to twist it to fit whatever narrative he was coming with. My hat's off to him for having the guts to even attempt to do it. But then you get the dunce cap for being stupid enough to think that you would come into that type of situation and control anything. Fuck what you heard, Zach. Okay, fuck what you heard. So I hope you and you know, and I don't know if you have a leader out there, but I hope that they get to hear this, because if Zach is what y'all have to offer, that's your line of defense, you motherfuckers are being attacked in the next 15 minutes. Because Zach wasn't shit. Might want to talk to him before you send him back out there again. He is the what not to do for what he did, you know. There will be no dialogue, because there's no dialogue needed. All the dialogue, we've had it all. We're not in dialogue now.
Well,
that's for the rest of you motherfuckers to decide to come on with that silly shit.
Right. Well, to add to that, what kind of frustrated with me. And I won't even say his name, because he shouldn't get that kind of fame. I'm not going to boost him up like that. You know, I'm not going to give him that type of enjoyment.
He all right.
I'd rather say something like Breonna Taylor. I'll say that. Eric Garner. Those are real important names. Hell, I'll throw JFK out there for what it's worth, you know. So, excuse me, brothers. What irritated me is if you're truly trying to make progress, let's do that. But don't come on our platform, or metaphorically spoken, as he would say, to our table, and you got nothing to offer. You didn't set the table. You tried to set the table is what you tried to do. You tried to set the table. Then you tried to serve us bullshit. And on top of that, you tried to serve us news that we already know. We got the same television and bullshit media that you have. Don't call and educate us on something that we live every day. That's why we're here right now. So when you come to our table, we need to know exactly what it is you're bringing. And if it's logical, let's discuss it, as he said, like men. Like men. And you doesn't have to take men to do it. Our queens could do it. What, I don't care what shade of color you are. You could be the darkest queen to the palest queen. If the queens wear their crowns the same way and they wear their heads upright, then it could be talked about amongst anybody. But when you bring nothing to the table and you get what you bargain for, I got no sympathy for you. Lesson learned. And we move right along from him, you know. So nothing personal against that, brother, but when you set yourself up for something like that, you got to come with everything legitimate that you have, because people are going to have questions just because of your approach. So his approach, you know, in the beginning was the wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, we're not like this and I'm not like that and I agree and you guys should have this. But then it started coming out, well, yeah, you can have it, but just not with me. And that was where I had my issue, you know. So when it came to that, that was kind of like what really set me off with that guy. Because you can't come in my house as a stranger and tell me what goes on in my house. You never been in there. You claim you live in the neighborhood, but you can't tell me what's in my living room. You telling me the things that normal people would have already. We know the crime ratio. But what we're speaking about is revolution and resolution. And if you're not a part of the resolution, then you're part of the problem. You know, simple as that, brother. You know, and that I'll yield.
I totally agree with that. My biggest issue with him was that he wasn't really serious about trying to do that. He was more on this. He wanted to. I don't know. I guess he wanted to grandstand a little bit. But I'm gonna open up the mics. I got somebody that wants to jump in. So I'm gonna open your mic. When you're done with your statement, just yield the floor, and which way we'll move forward from there.
Greetings, good evening.
Peace, Queen.
How are you?
Peace, Queen.
Magically gifted and wonderful, as always. Yeah, so, oh, wow. So I listened to the show because I wasn't present when you guys had the show and Kevin sent me the link, and I mean, I'm at this point, that man, he was totally out of line. First of all, like the brother just said, you can't come to somebody's house and tell them how to run their house. Like his approach for the situation was just let me know that he's an amateur, and it let me know that he really ain't, he ain't coming from no big platform. You a peon in your own game. So, nigga, they'll laugh at you when they hear that shit that you even tried to come with, because you didn't come, even the most nastiest white supremacists, I've had some conversations with them, and they come, they have a whole agenda. They come and they say they part, they say what they feel, and then they out with it. He just didn't even have anything to stand on. So, I mean, but he just don't even get no credit for that whole situation. Like, if you would have been in real life at a whole debate, you'd have got ate up. Literally.
Yeah, he'd have got smacked out.
Physically, you probably would have got ate up and mentally. You know, and I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I'm like Kevin. I give him credit for trying, but then that's it. Because, like I said, you came out here prematurely and you came into a game that you ain't knew nothing about, and you was going to tell the people how we need to act and how this needs to go. And how do you know? Because you ain't even never been black. Like, I don't even understand how you even felt that you was qualified to even talk on that agenda or anybody. And see, that's the type of stuff. And like you said, that happens in our own community, because everybody that's our skin color ain't our friends. So, you know what I'm saying? You could keep listening to some of this shit that's going on out here, and they'll set you up. Like, I seen Brother Melvin post something the other day and said, don't boost nobody up if you're not out here trying to do this. And that's where I'm at. Like, forget everything else. You know what I'm saying? I'm just at the point, like, when you show me something solid that sounds like a decent plan, I'm ready to go execute. until that happens, I don't want nobody to tell me how to feel, how to think, how what I should do. Because, I mean, at the moment, Kevin knows me well. I'm a whole cocked and loaded, and I'm ready. So as soon as I'm waiting for it to hit a little bit closer to home so that I can be an example of how the fuck we need to act accordingly. And that's where I want to yield at.
I agree, sir. That's a strong topic, you know, and we appreciate you definitely calling in because, you know, it's different hearing it from a Queens perspective and what you Queens think and how you actually feel about it. And I'm not sure if you were actually following on Monday on Brother Melvin's show when the infiltrator or whatever you want to call him, whoever he was, I know his name, but it means nothing. Until Breonna Taylor gets her justice. Until Camille Cupcake McKinney gets her justice. Until Sandra Bland gets her justice. I can keep going. I think but we all get the point. So, you know, the thing that irritated me the most was that he said that, yeah, you're telling us what you want us to do, but you're telling us how you're going to do it. And you're telling us what you don't want your kids to be, but you're not doing nothing to help our kids. So, you know, he came all wrong. You know, you came with an incomplete puzzle. So now that we done put it all together and you got two pieces missing, you look like the jackass. So as the Breakfast Club would say, he got the biggest donkey of the day that day. He got it again on Thursday. And my brother Kevin just gave him the dunce of the day today. So, you know, that's how it is. Either you with it or you're not, you know.
We got another caller that wants to jump in real quick. Since we're on an abbreviated schedule, I want to try to get as many in that want to talk. If you want to get on, be heard, press 1. The phone number is 516-387-1261 if you happen to be listening online. And I'm opening up that mic for 240.
Hey, what's up to the family, Brother Oswald?
Peace, brother.
Peace.
Hey, how's everybody this evening? Brother, I don't know. You said your schedule is abbreviated. If you need extra time, you know, I can hook it up over on my side. It's up to y'all if you want to carry the conversation over. But
it's just I did something wrong where it started an hour sooner, and I did the exact same thing. So something weird happened, but I don't know. I might run another show tomorrow or something. I'm not going to trip on it.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
You know?
Yeah, that's cool. But you know, some of the stuff that I've been hearing, you know, lately come out, and I think that a lot of people on both sides are getting fearful of, you know, black people making moves for their empowerment. And going the route of by any means necessary. As usual, when we start to pick up weapons and arms, people start getting nervous, you know, and
right.
I don't care, you know, what's being said on either side about the whole, you know, militia thing, because I'm hearing rumblings of, you know, people going back and forth and what the brother said years ago. And my thing is that it's okay for us to be a suspicious observer and to observe what's going on before jumping in, because we know what went on in the past. And my thing is that we're trying to avoid all of that. The best thing you can do is to really, you know, if you're serious about creating the groups, is to do background checks on people, you know, and basically find out, you know, where they're coming from. Always ask the question, who sent you? You know, why are you in this mess? And I know that the dumbass from last week, I know he's listening to the show. Obviously, he listens. He knew how to call you. So, you know, they always listen to us to see what we're doing, you know, so that they can come up with a counter for that. And one of the things that I have an issue with is that we don't listen to them enough to find out exactly what they're doing. Because these fools, they talk a lot. You know, they talk a lot online, and they don't think that we're there listening. And sometimes it's good to be a fly on the wall sometimes and just listen to what they're planning so that we have a counter for their plan. So my thing is I want everybody to just continue to be out here and be safe And, you know, keep your head on a swivel always. Because, you know, I had one threaten me last night talking about, you know, if he wanted to put stitches on me, he would just do it. And I was like, dude, he said, that's how we do it where I'm from. And I told him, I said, look, where I'm from, we peep you before you even get to me. You'll be peeped and dealt with before you even get to me. So go ahead and make your move, bro. You know, I said, do what you need to do. And then on top of that, I went and I got his IP address and sent it to him just to show him that I know where he's at. I said, you messing with the wrong one, dude. I said, you messing with the wrong dude because I got friends in your neighborhood right now that will come and see you. I said, so I'm like, you know, so what are you trying to prove? I said, don't be on the Internet talking all tough and you can't do nothing. I don't talk tough on the Internet. I'll show you what I can do. Then he wanted to report me to Facebook because I got his IP address and I put it out there for everybody to see. I said, it means nothing to me. I said, don't think you can't be touched just because you hide behind the screen talking tough. I said, that's nothing. You know, the government is not the only one that can do stuff. I know people that can do stuff too. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to yield. But always a good message, brother. Be safe, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. I mean, we do got a lot going on right now, and when we have somebody like him who basically, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't respect him trying to come talk to us because I don't think that's what he was really trying to do. I think it took balls for him to even want to step in the arena, but I think what bugged me the most was as he was talking that first day, I could feel that he had a different agenda. His agenda was really to do what he ultimately wound up doing, which was disrespect us, disrespect the platform, and basically reveal, you know, the wolf in the sheep's clothing. The thing was I already saw he was a wolf as soon as he stepped to the table, and so did everyone on the call. You know, nobody was unaware of what we were dealing with. What we were surprised by was why he would come on the subject matter of the show. And then when it came on, the whole subject switched, and he became the focal point of the attention. So it let me know that he had some attention issues, but the worst thing he could have done was tell me that his worst fear was to be a minority in America. And every utopia that he, you know, described is already existing for him right here in America. There's places he can live right here in America and be around all white people for miles and not encounter any people of color at all. So he can get that here in America. We can't. We don't have that, you know, that option. We don't have that. Unless you want to live in the worst hoods possible. And most of us, we don't want to do that to our families, you know. And, I mean, we're at a point to where we're trying to fix communities just because of the fact that if we don't fix these communities, these people will live in this, you know, squalor forever. So we got to focus on the community, you know, like it or not. Now, the young lady who was on that night said something that I actually had to have her repeat it. White power is about hate, and black power is about love. And to hear her say it the way she said it, and it came from a pure place, was probably the highlight of the show for me because, you know, it was a true statement. There was no lie there. White power has always been about hate, and black power has been about love. Black power has been about loving ourselves, loving our people, and changing our conditions so that we can actually feel some of that love for America that they want us to just feel, you know, without having earned any of it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, any white person that wanted to truly try to meet in the middle, if you're serious about it, then it can happen. Doesn't mean we're going to agree, but it can happen. But if you come with some silly shit like Zachary with that dumb shit, nah, that's not going to work. And if that's the best soldier you got, then you in trouble and we should have whooped your ass already, straight up. because he was nothing. He was nothing. And it makes me look at what we're going through now. More and more cities are going to have problems. They're going to have problems out in Kentucky over the Breonna Taylor issue. There's going to be problems out there. The Klan is already recruiting, you know, all of that. And it's an election year, so you got everybody twisted up. This is almost like 1968 all over again, you know. It's been a weird year, a lot going on, you know. But I think people need to be on point about what's going on with these federal troops, because I don't know if white folks are paying attention, but they're getting their asses cracked and handed back to them by these troops as well. And they're getting snatched up in these vans as well. And it happened in New York yesterday. And it'll happen in others. And these wasn't even dressed in camo. These were some motherfuckers that looked like they just came from a volleyball game, and they snatched somebody up and threw them in the van. So this is going to keep happening in different cities, you know. And it's not about trying to find out about Antifa or any of that. All of those are things that if it happens, it's good. It is fact-finding. But this is being done to assert authority. So I suggest to everybody you rebel against that bullshit, because it definitely ain't done to protect you from nothing. Those cops are not there to protect shit. They are there to incite. The object is to get everybody so ramped up and amped up that they get straight stupid and camp out in the streets. So that this way Trump can take advantage of what he didn't have the chance to take advantage of before. Because right now he got 59 days. No, I mean, I'm sorry, about 98 days left as president before this election happens that he is desperately trying to stop now. So you better pay attention. Keep your heads on swivels, like my brother said, because there's a lot of shit happening, and it all affects you. All of it affects you right now, whether you want to believe it or not. So you better be paying attention. That would be my advice, you know. I don't know, brother, if anybody else wanted to jump in, if they wanted to add something, press 1. I'll be glad to open your mic. We would love to hear from you. We are talking about a few different things today, so don't feel like you're out of the loop. If you got something you want to bring up, you can do that as well. It's all good today. I think the federal troop thing bothers me a lot because it's heavy-handed. And a lot of people that are now upset who are not truly activists but want to keep taking their ass out there in the street, you better be paying attention to shit like this, because if you're not truly an activist, then you won't know what's happening when it happens. And you could wind up anywhere. You know, they're not going to believe you when you tell them you don't know nothing. They're not going to believe that shit. I can tell you that now. You know something. You out here. So you better be prepared for that. And also, for those of you who are aware of how the system plays, be smart. Make sure somebody knows where you're going and knows where you've been and all that other stuff so you can protect yourself. Because they will play the game. We've seen that happen before, too, you know. And with that, I'm going to yield.
Yeah, brother, the issue that I have with a lot of these so-called federal troops, they are foreign. They are actually foreign nationals. They have troops. They have people that they've hired from Russia, people that they've hired from Eastern Europe. That, you know, we over here we would just call them white people, but they're actually, you know, foreign nationals.
Sure.
Dealing with American citizens on American soil. You know, that should be a problem in itself. I'm not going to forget about the Africans that they've also hired.
Right.
Like, you know, a lot of West Africans, Nigerians, Ghanaians, you know, that work in the federal Homeland Security that they've hired. So that's what I'm saying. We have to be careful about who we let into our groups, because, you know, people can look like us. Like Brother said earlier, all of our skin folk and our kin folk. And that's something that, you know, we really have to take into account. You know, this guy Herman Cain, who just died from COVID, he was at the Trump rally. You know, we know his pedigree. we know his cool pedigree. So my thing is that, you know, you got a lot of coons out here that are willing to sell us out for a dollar, you know, to get ahead. But my thing is, in the end, you know, you don't get anywhere like that. You know, there is no retirement plan for being a coon. So my thing is that, you know, we really have to be aware of what they're doing when they're sending these federal troops into these areas. And my thing is that they're already in Chicago. You know, anywhere where the murder rate has ramped up mysteriously, because they never catch these people that are out here killing our babies and killing our children out in these streets. They never seem to catch these people, you know. But with the guy who was up in Minnesota, Umbrella Man, they call him Umbrella Man. You know, they haven't even given him a name. That's because I believe that dude was actually a cop on the force. They won't release that guy's name, the guy that was up there starting fires. You know, and the people noticed him. And he got caught on video, and he wasn't supposed to get caught on video. But my thing is that, you know, I think that he's really a cop, and that's why they're not releasing his name. They're not even letting us know what they're doing to him for starting these fires. On that, I yield.
Yeah, I feel like what we need to be aware on is to educate ourselves on martial law, because what we're doing is seeing flashes of it. And if you don't know what martial law is, and you've been seeing it on everybody's timeline, people requesting it, you should read up on it. You should read up on it, because it's serious. It's showing flashes. I think Trump has said something about he's going to run the country with law and order. And if you watch Law and Order on TV, all it's about is prosecutions and locking people up. So be aware of what's on TV. They're showing us what's happening, and they put it out there in different statements, and they all speak about a new world order and martial law at the beginning stages of it. So please educate yourselves on martial law. And if you don't know what martial law is, follow our page, Panther Chat. I'll post some things, man, because knowledge is power. And on that, I yield.
Wow, that's what's up, brother. That's exactly what's necessary. But, you know, you're right. I think people do need to know what it looks like. They've been living it. 2020 has been a year full of martial law exercises. I don't know how many people actually saw it that way. I know white folks saw it that way. That's why they got fucked up and ran up in Ohio, Michigan, up to the state capitals, you know, pissed off, not caring, no mask, no muscles, you know. You know, so they know what it is. That's why they went up there with their guns, because they knew they could do that, you know. But, you know, what we have is we have a whole different way of exposing ourselves, so to speak, our disdain. And I don't know if it works in our best interest sometimes. We got about 22 minutes, so I did want to touch on my brother, the leader of NVAC, not fucking around crew. Kind of wanted to touch on my man, who got a DJ name, got a wiki name. But I did want to appreciate the brother for putting some folks together that all seem to be on the same accord. I still question motive. I still question funding. I still question a few things about it. But like I told my brother, if you're around in 5 years and he got some wins under his belt, we'll re-examine. Right now, I'm kind of going to look at it through a prism of not knowing, and I'm going to leave it at that for the moment. But I am kind of curious as to what is the actual purpose of the exercises I've seen recently, because the one thing I do know about white militias, they're very careful about what you see. And they've been quite successful, so I think that there has to be something said for that. And I think we might want to be a little more tactical about that than show them numbers, because then all they're going to do is use that as a way to prepare. And there's some people who have nothing to do with it who will get caught up in it, you know. So I'm just hoping that becomes a little bit more visible. I'm kind of curious about what is the goal, though, you know. What are you not fucking around about?
Basically, it seems like he's not, you know, he didn't expect to get the backing that he's gotten. I think that when he made the decision to go down to Stone Mountain, I don't think that they were prepared for the people to jump behind his organization like they did. So my thing is, right now, I feel like they're way behind as far as even getting organizing, because I think that people are just joining. They're liking what they're seeing. They're like, finally, you know, a black militia has shown up. You know, but my thing is that that's only one black militia. There's hundreds of them out there that haven't shown
right.
their face yet, and that's fine with me. Because some people feel like
that because that's part of the strategy, you know.
Right. But I understand what you're saying, brother. Don't get caught up to the point where we're not, you know, still keeping our heads on a swivel and still not, you know, looking at the bigger picture of what's going on. Because, you know, when the Panthers went to the Capitol back in 67, you know, they changed laws so that, you know, we couldn't carry guns no more. You know, not necessarily. So, you know, we have to look at, you know, what's going on now. And I went on a gun site last night, and a majority of the guns were sold out. So my thing is, if you're not strapped by now, you might be too late. Because people, the gun industry is thriving right now. That's one of the only industries that's thriving right now. And I really wish that we had been able to get together as black people and buy Remington, you know, who just basically went bankrupt or something, or they got sold to another corporation or something. But I wish that black people had been able to buy that company. You know, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. I'd like to see us get together and buy any companies right now. That would be smart. That would be the move to make.
I know.
That's what we should be on. We should be focusing on things like that. Land is as cheap as it is in some areas. 0% interest rate. It's a lot of things working in your favor to buy some stuff right now. But most people worried about Jordans and bigger fucking TVs. So, you know, they can get their programming in high definition.
True that.
You know, so we, you know, I and if it's all right with Brother Cleveland, we're gonna do a show Saturday evening, whereas I'm gonna try to have these cops on. I don't know, Ozzy, if you remember us having those cops on that show where we had the federal cops and a couple others, and I had messed with them about getting the liability insurance and carrying that. So they'd be responsible for their mistakes instead of the taxpayer and the victim being responsible. And,
yeah, I do remember that.
We're going to get a second shot at them. And one of them has even had a situation where the system shitted on him as the chief of police. So, yeah, you know, no matter, you know, blue lives may matter, but not when it's on a black ass. Your blue uniform means it's still a blue uniform unless it's on a black ass. So black cops might want to reevaluate your choice of career. Maybe that ain't the job for you.
I think one of you said they sell out for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a direct Brother Kevin quote.
Brother Man got
mad when he said it, but I'm like, you ain't telling the truth. He sold his people out for a paycheck.
Look, my thing is this, you know, what bothered me about those cops on those particular shows was they were very I felt like I was being confrontational with them, but it was because I wanted them to be honest. I wanted them to be honest about how they felt. I didn't want them to think of the answer. You know, be honest. And, you know, it seemed like once they got upset, they were more honest. But, you know, they got to the point where they didn't even want to be challenged. So, you know, and they felt like, you know, remember the show, I think on one of them it was about how to survive a police encounter. And my thinking was, fuck that. The way you survive a police encounter is you need to go in the same way they come in. Whatever their energy is, be willing to match that shit. Because if you're not, more than likely you're going to wind up being a victim. Because you know, when you ain't did a damn thing and they coming on way too strong, then they've not come up to do anything about a law being broken. They've come up to fuck with you, black person.
Yeah, but most of them was bullied.
Person of color, whatever. They've come to fuck with you. That's what the game was. So, you know, if you're not ready to defend yourself even against their shit, then you're probably going to wind up being a damn victim. More than likely, you're going to wind up a victim. Because most of the time, these cops come up with that energy. And you can feel a lot of times, you know, where now, it's not saying they can't be deceptive. They are. But a lot of times, you can feel their energy when they approach. There's a young lady in Louisville, Kentucky, Antoinette Houston. She got attacked by a cop in front of her son. And then her church, who she was a member of for decades, turned on her and backed the police department against her, ostracized her in her own community. When this cop had totally violated her in front of her 12-year-old son, you know? So, we have to look at the fact that this police reform they keep talking about, if it ain't judicial reform, it's a bunch of bullshit. Because you have to start at the top and work your way down. The cops are at the bottom of this stringy ladder that we're dealing with. You got crooked DAs that don't want to prosecute, whole bunch of judges that would never put a cop in prison. You got a problem there, you know? So, and they need to be held to the same standard. Just because you police us doesn't mean that you get to be above us.
Right.
If anything, that's the ultimate in supposedly being with us. You want us to trust you to protect us, yet you attack us. And then when we try to hold you accountable, then the system attacks us. So where is the justice? Where is the justice? There is none. So if you ain't going to have complete reform on that, you can miss me with this so-called police reform. Oh, we're going to take some money away from them and all that. Whatever. It all sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me. I'm going to bring my brother Melvin on real quick. Go ahead, brother. Your mic's open, sir.
Oh, my bad. Peace, brothers and sisters. I was really talking. I was still on mute and on my phone.
Brother.
Yeah, I'm still out here whipping this rig, you know me. But I wanted to jump in. I wanted to jump in when you were talking about the person who I said in my show the other day shall remain nameless, but he shall not remain shameless. Because every damn opportunity I get to shame his ass, I'm going to take it because I'm really wanting his goddamn ears to be up against the phone one night when I'm doing another show. And I want him to call back in because things will not transpire the way they did the last time, knowing which we knew who he was, but he conducted himself properly the first time around. But on the subject of the police, and I think we got to really be careful, especially with the federal agents getting involved now, because they'll take things to a whole nother level. And, you know, it's time to really start thinking in the mind of self-defense, which is something that I've been preaching constantly. And I think we've all been preaching constantly, you know, not go out and incite, but to protect yourself, your home, your wife, your family, your kids. And the way these federal agents are conducting themselves, these are just open kidnappings, basically.
Right.
And from what I've heard, they're just snatching up people, taking them in, questioning them, and releasing them is what the media is saying. But you can't always trust the media. Like I say, learn how to hold your breath so you can go beneath the surface so you can see what's going on underneath the surface, because what's going on underneath the surface is what dictates how the tide flows. But it's time to arm up. And I really, like you said, I just piggyback on that. It's time for us to travel in pairs when possible. Female, stop going out at night by yourselves. Try to do what you have to do in the daytime. And then, too, like was mentioned, be a little more vigilant of your surroundings. Which I always am, and I guess that's just in my nature because I'm always out here on the road. So just be a little more vigilant, pay attention to what's going on. Move carefully, because what happened to the MOVE organization in 1985 can happen again, and that's why I mean, and we as a group, we always practice moving in silence and not showing your hand. You have to be careful. With that being said, I'll yield.
No, I appreciate that, brother. That's real talk. That is real talk. We got about 8 minutes left. Sure. I didn't know if Brother Cleveland wanted to jump in and drop a little gem on us before we get ready to wrap it up. It's a good show going, too. I hate to have it wrap up so quick, but we will continue it on Saturday, 8 o'clock. I'll schedule that, and I'll schedule it right. so we can take care of that. But, Brother Cleveland, did you have anything you wanted to drop in on us?
The last thing I wanted to say, and, you know, since we're doing another show on Saturday, we could go on and on, but I want to take this time out to say rest in power to the representative, John Lewis, and I wanted to say everything, all his sacrifice, everything that he's done, you know, we truly appreciate it as a people. May he continue to rest in power, and may he continue to touch the hearts and minds of other young, like-minded individuals as ourselves to keep striving and cause not only the bad trouble, but the good trouble, as he would say. So rest in power to John Lewis, and God bless him.
If I could, also, one other pioneer we did lose was I think it was Vivian, C.T. Vivian was his name, and he died on the same day as John Lewis, but John Lewis just kind of overshadowed his work. But I just wanted to throw that in, and I yield.
All right. Wow. Well, definitely rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers, whether you was in a battalion I agreed with or not. I appreciate your sacrifice for us, and I'm sure we all do. It just shows that the fight just don't seem to ever stop. Civil rights, black power, whatever, all of these different things we've thrown at the system to still be in the same position in 2020, and in some situations I'd say worse, says a lot about the inaction. Makes you almost want to question how much movement have we really been getting, and was that movement on our own, or was it allowed? I saw something where they showed, King and a bunch of others supposedly planning to march on Washington when they didn't plan to march on Washington. That was a grassroots movement that they were allowed to hijack and take over with money from the government. They got almost $1.5 million to split between them in order to hijack and take over that movement. And even found out that they went as far as to practice the same supremacy by not allowing any women to speak at the march on Washington, even though it was women who had did the footwork to make it happen. And that's another thing we will be talking about, is how our sisters have been at the true vanguard of the movement, and yet never even given their propers by us, the black man, who claims to be revolutionary. We're not practicing it with our women, then we're not practicing it. And I do want to say that I do appreciate everybody coming on. I hate it's a short show today, but we will we'll make the dice roll Saturday. Make sure everybody share it, and we'll get the links. I'll make sure I put the links out. I'll get that show scheduled sometime today. I do want to reiterate something that Brother Ozzy said, and that goes for the brothers as well, but start linking up with your folks and make sure that your movements, you know, are known, that you ain't doing a whole bunch of shit in the dark, where nobody knew where you were going or where you, you know, any of that. We don't want nobody lost. We want everybody to be able to be accounted for should something happen. So don't take it as an infringement. Take it as precaution. And, you know, if you got to be out there, take somebody with you. Let somebody know where you're going, where you're going to be. So this way, if there is a time frame where we don't hear from you, we know we need to you know, come looking for you. You know, and definitely with the women and children, you know. And for those of you, you know, everybody ain't adept with guns. Get good with a knife. Get good with a stick. You know, start making sure that nowhere in your home are you unsafe should somebody just enter your home. That when you out in the public that, you know, you do have something to help equalize that situation. Be prepared. You know, be prepared. Whether you like it or not, you are under attack, and if you don't see it, then that doesn't mean that there's any less of an attack. So I want to appreciate all of those that are trying to get those to wake up and see what's going on out here. Big shout out to y'all. I know it's a thankless job, but, you know, we signed on for it, so we must carry on no matter what. I also do want to thank those who have reached out and helped those who were in need during all of this. I know nobody ever tells you thank you, but I say thank you because it was big to those that it helped. And for those in need of help, don't be afraid to reach out and ask. It's a rough time out there, so do what you got to do, you know. That said, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate you. We'll get it going again on Saturday. You all are welcome. Please let people know that might want to get down with us. If you do have any questions, comments, or anything about recruitment, thepantherparty1966@gmail.com is the email. Leave some information there. We will be getting back to you shortly here. We're about to actually touch that a little bit more just so we can reach those who have left messages in there. Don't think we haven't heard you. You have been listening to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is Panther Power Chat Open Rant with Brother Cleveland Moore and Brother Kevin Crosby. Don't forget to check our other shows out. Sunday night, the Queen's Table with Vanessa Todd and Sister Deetra. We also have The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, The Empowerment Zone with Brother Mark Higgins and us on Thursdays. And this week, Saturday. So schedule us in. Come hang out with us Saturday. Let's share some knowledge. In the words of George Clinton, we're going to all pee on it and see what we get.
That's right.
Said, revolution is in our DNA. It better be in yours. All power to the people. You've been listening to Panther Power Chat Open Rant. Y'all be easy out there and be peaceful.
Power to the people.
Stressing and hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often act who have how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps like a gym. For all my people caught out on the limb, who be giving in, caught out on the stem, who don't want to win. I'm feeling you, I know you getting down like that. But what I'm saying, dog, is let me hold a little something black. I hit you back. Come on, dead dad, that's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me, I work hard.